18th, 1980, the day Mount St. Helens blew its top. A major eruption that sent ash over a large part of the state, the explosion killing 57 people. Since the explosion, St. Helens has rumbled several times, with magma creating a dome inside the crater. And now, there are signs of new activity at Mount St. Helens. The story from Pat Doris.
Mount St. Helens is a volcano that is very much alive. Its massive eruption happened back in 1980, followed by 6 years of smaller activity, and then it went quiet. Geologists believe magma slowly refueled the mountain over the next 18 years, and then it oozed onto the surface in a series of smaller eruptions from 2004 until 2008.
The surface is swelling up.
And now geologists believe the magma is building again, 5 miles beneath the crater.
As magma is coming from greater depth and accumulating in the reservoir, replacing the magma that came to the surface during the last dome building eruption.
Dan Zurishan is a geologist with the USGS. Technology is allowing scientists to monitor the mountain in ways never before possible. Advances in communications, GPS and seismic monitoring, and computer software allow geologists to get readings almost instantly from 46 sensors placed around the volcano.
And so what we're seeing now is that points on the volcano and around the volcano, even out to distances of 10 miles and more, they're moving very slightly up and very slightly outward.
And I can imagine over time, geologic time, eventually it's going to move up and out. And
well, signals like this we see in between eruptions. We'll see bigger signals before the next eruption at Mount St. Helens. We don't know exactly when that's going to be.
The discovery is exciting to some who live near the volcano.
Well, I think it's actually kind of pretty awesome because that means that the volcano is still showing signs of activity, and that means that we still have a living beast living right behind us.
Scientists say they don't know when the mountain will erupt again, but with all their instruments on it, they expect to know well in advance.
Injection, fellas.
The place from whence I write is wrong. If your third eye is closed, and the blind suppose that I'm evil because the people can't see the furthest from smoking trees. And I hope their needs are met as I step up my writing, but still deal with the walking dead. After all, communication ain't what I thought you heard. Communication is what you thought I said. So where your mind at now? From the time I sat down, you should have known that I was zoning. Homie, I only came to speak truth to power. And my motto is ignore these cowards. I mean, why should I stand up until he man up? Because if I stand up for no reason, I guarantee you it's going to be studio thug hunting season. I place that on everything I believe in. I only want to be understood. And I write like what's hood, but who's the most ghetto is not the point. The point is my integrity, and if I'm profound, why should I dumb it down? Let the A&R give them the runaround. I only came to walk 180. I do this for the art, not to drop Mercedes. I write it for the same reason Coltrane did it. To cipher in a graveyard with a 40-inch cigar and a cat in a gray wave cap be like, yo, Black came with it. And I put out my cigar, put a little drink on the grave, tell them brothers I call you God, cause calling you begin to be like calling you slave. And you have to understand your concept of God is deeper than that slave master's. I mean, how he gonna have a bastard and put him out on a plantation and call him his property? See, we bigger than this poverty. We can make a project staircase seem more beautiful than any room in the mayor's place. Ask anyone. We even majestic when we walk down the street. Our feet pivot hip-hop beats deep into the pavement. And still wink like, shorty, how your day went? They try to give us short, so all day long we stay bent. I mean, why be broke when you can make sense and pay rent? If you could write like this, your life might switch. But let me slow down. Tell Doodle Burnett Tombstone to throw me another 40 while I sit down at the foot of this tree, relax and relight my This is far above inconvenient truths. The fact is, I'm not afraid to die. And because so many people are afraid to live, that might be the reason why they're just getting by. But me, I embrace my demons and I bring them everywhere I go. And we check into motels and get faded and fight and fall. But I rarely introduce them to anyone I know because I know that the smell of burning leaves is not provocative. Besides, who wants to see giant brown trees covered in thorny vines that climb like ivy, half visible beyond blue fog, totally masking the image of a man on his knees, screaming, it is me, God, please take me now, because I'm surrounded by people who believe that my words can make them happy, when I don't know a damn thing about joy. But if you ever wish for the pretense to convince this world that your every breath isn't hemorrhaging yearning, then whenever you see me, ask me how.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Monitor now invites you to Meet the Press, America's press conference of the year, winner of every major award in its field, a public affairs presentation of NBC News. Today's guest will be the surgeon who headed the medical team which implanted a heart pump in a human patient, Dr. Michael E. DeBakey. Our panel consists of Alton Blakesley of the Associated Press, Harold Schmeck of the New York Times, Robert Abernathy of NBC News, Lawrence E. Spivak, producer and permanent panelist. Our moderator is Neil Boggs of NBC News.
We'll have the first questions now from Lawrence E. Spivak, permanent member of the Meet the Press panel.
Dr. DeBakey, the object of your heart booster implant was to prolong the patient's life. Now, since the patient died, why do you say that the operation was a success?
Well, Mr. Spivak, the operation was a success on the basis of the fact that the pump did the job we wanted it to do. In terms of providing adequate circulation for the patient and replacing the function of the left ventricle. The patient's death was due to causes beyond our control and would have accounted caused his death had the pump not been used.
Well, now, was the lung failure, I understand his death was due to a lung failure. Was his lung failure in no way related to the heart problem?
Well, we don't believe that it was in any way related to the use of the pump. This precipitated his death through a rupture of the lung caused by both the lung disease which he had, which required the necessity for using positive pressure ventilation.
Well, now, could his life have been prolonged with a better heart pump?
No, his life could not have been prolonged with a better heart pump.
Now, you've been quoted as saying that you gained considerable knowledge from the implant of your heart booster. What would you say was the most important thing you learned?
Well, I think the most important thing we learned, Mr. Spivak, was the fact that this pump had proved successful in our experimental work. And we had reached the point where we had determined that it would do the job that we wanted to do, which was to take over the function of the left side of the heart, the left ventricle, which is the essential pumping function of the heart to pump blood and provide circulation throughout the body. Now, what we learned in this case, and I think the most important thing, is the fact that the pump will do this, taking over as much as 80% of the function of the left ventricle, and at the same time, do it without any destruction or damage to the blood, which of course is absolutely essential to any pump. Now, up until this point, we had no evidence that this could be done in a human being.
Thank you. I am happy to be here, even though I am a little jet-lagged from my trip to Malaysia. The lengths we have to go to get CNN coverage these days.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Way yeah, way yeah, way yeah, way yeah. There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Of course, we rolled out healthcare.gov. That could have gone better. In 2008, my slogan was, yes, we can.
Thank you, sir.
In 2013, my slogan was, control, alt, delete.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Colorado legalized marijuana this year. An interesting social experiment. I do hope it doesn't lead to a whole lot of paranoid people who think that the federal government's out to get them and listening to their phone calls. That would be a problem. Last year, Pat Buchanan said Putin's headed straight for the Nobel Peace Prize. He said this. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but to be fair, they give those to just about anybody these days. So it could happen. But it's not just Pat. Rudy Giuliani said, Putin is what you call a leader. Mike Huckabee and Sean Hannity keep talking about his bare chest, which is kind of weird.
The White House has never released official numbers for the total number of people killed or injured in targeted killing operations, drone strikes, in countries like Pakistan and Yemen. These attacks have been carried out in near complete secrecy, and by the looks of it, that will not be changing anytime soon. According to the New York Times' Mark Mazzetti, the Senate has now dropped a provision from an intelligence bill that would require the White House to make this information public every year. This provision was passed by the Senate Intelligence Committee just last year, but Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chair of that committee, has now agreed to take it out of the bill. Last May, President Obama said he wanted to facilitate transparency on this very issue, but so far, with little action from either the legislative or the executive branch, America's drone war appears to be as opaque as ever. After the break, is the American empire starting to look a lot like the Roman one? I'll talk with Ryan Grimm and The Guardian's Anna Marie Cox about a stunning new study that reveals the power of the few over the many.
I have two words for you.
Predator drones.
You will never see it coming.
You think I'm joking?
Hey, sir.
Before we get into the substance of this, I got to tell you, I was watching, and I was very surprised to hear the use of the word dude from a former National Security Council spokesman. I think it took you a bit by surprise, and frankly, I thought it was inappropriate language.
Well, it surprised me, too. I responded with a dude back, so I duded his dude.
Dude, you got a tattoo!
So do you, dude!
No! Oh, dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
You... Idiots! Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
An
new study shows that teenage boys are having sex even earlier than parents previously thought. In a survey, nearly 100% of boys ages 12 to 15 report that they have sex all the time and are definitely not virgins. Teens say they've gone all the way on numerous occasions, including vaginal sex, oral sex, and regular sex orgies. Joining me to discuss these findings is the study's author, Nicole Barron. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Hello.
Why is this study such a surprise?
Well, previous studies suggested that most boys lose their virginity at 16 or 17. But when we gathered 13-year-olds in a room and asked them if they'd had sex, they not only said yes, but they also were clear that sex was no big deal for them, that they weren't nervous before having it, and that when they do have sex, they do it for hours at a time.
And you discovered that these young teenagers have sex with nearly every attractive woman they know, including their babysitters, teachers, and even Hollywood celebrities. When you look at these statistics, it's quite shocking.
That's right. 10% of boys in junior high school say they received a blowjob from Katy Perry while they were on vacation in Los Angeles.
Now, if you're a parent worried about STDs, teen pregnancy, what should you tell your son?
Tell your son about safe sex. Remind him that they do make extra large condoms, since nearly all boys told us that the regular ones are too small.
That's right. Very good advice. Now, the study yielded a host of surprises. 100% of boys surveyed say they have pubes and even need to use shampoo to clean the pubes, because that's how many pubes they have.
They're also all using deodorant. They have to.
And what about teenage girls? Did your study find out anything new about their sexual habits?
We didn't talk to any teenage girls. The boys we surveyed told us not to because they'd probably just lie and deny it.
Very important stuff for parents and teachers to know. Thanks for coming on, Nicole.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
Giant Sinkhole has opened up in a residential neighborhood of northeast Baltimore in the U.S. After 2 days of heavy rain and bad weather, the ground caved in and a huge crater swallowed up part of the street, burying train tracks under a pile of rubble. Measuring a block long, the sinkhole sucked in several cars and forced the evacuation of a row of houses.
I'm over top of St. Paul Calvert right now.
According to local media, witnesses said the ground shook as the sinkhole expanded and it appeared to be a landslide.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the of my life? Oh, I don't know. Oh, down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring you down, down.
A scene of devastation. A landslide in Afghanistan has buried part of a village, killing at least 2,100 people, with thousands still missing. Officials say they have now given up hope of finding any survivors and are concerned that the unstable hillside above the disaster site may cave in again, putting thousands of homeless and hundreds of rescue workers at risk. People are using anything they can to continue to dig and search in the 100 metres of mud. This distressed villager simply says, everyone is trapped here. They are all here. The landslide, which was triggered by torrential rain, destroyed hundreds of homes and has left people in desperate need of water, medical support and emergency shelter. As the heavy rain has damaged so many roads, rescue teams have now been flown into the area to help.
And if you see my reflection in the snow covered hills, where the landslide will bring you.
Seven people have been killed and 15 others injured when a bridge collapsed in the suburban area of Gaochou, China. The bridge was only partially completed, and authorities said the construction of the bridge had not been approved and had been undertaken by the local villagers themselves without permission. The collapsed bridge spanned around 20 metres. Debris scattered on the riverbed and blocked the river. Construction materials such as sand and stone blocks were seen lying at the roadside. Five people were killed instantly as a result of the accident, and a further six people died from injuries in the hospital. According to hospital staff, eight of the injured were in a critical condition. The casualties were all construction workers who were working on the bridge when it collapsed.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps, long as you feel them. To the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip-hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts, when I'ma stop spinning them. Women are caught in webs, spin them in hawk venom. Adrenaline shots, the penicillin could not get the illness to stop. Amoxicillin's just not real enough. The criminal cop killing hip-hop, filling a minimal swap. Millions of pop listeners, you're coming with me, feel it or not. You're gonna fear it like I showed you. The spirit of God lives in us. You hear it a lot, lyrics to shock. Is it a miracle or am I just product of pop? Listen up, this is my whistle, this is the plot. Listen up, you pistols for God's listen, does not give a blow.
Comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bones pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my eyes burn out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bones pull out.
Music is like magic, there's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you spit. And people are feeling your shit, this is your moment. And every single minute you spin, trying to hold on to it, cause you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much shit as you can. And when your run is over, just admit when it's in its end. Cause I'm at the end of my wits with half the shit that gets in. I got a list,
deep and no half your people got a problem with me. You hate it, but you know respect you got to give me. The press is wet dream like Bob and your Whitney. Nay, kick me.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out and my high turn high, I'ma rip this shit till my bones pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out and my high turn high, I'ma rip this shit till my bones pull out.
Soon as the verse starts, I eat it at MC's heart. What is he thinking? I'm not to go against me smart. And it's absurd how people hang on every word. I probably never get the props I feel I ever deserve. But I'll never be served. My spot is forever reserved. If I ever leave Earth, that would be the death of me first. Cause in my heart of hearts, I know nothing could ever be worse. That's why I'm clever when I put together every verse. My thoughts are sporadic. I act like I'm an addict. I rap like I'm addicted to smack like I'm Kim Abbas. But I don't wanna go forth and back in constant battles. The fact is I would rather sit back and bomb some rappers. So this is like a full-blown attack. I'm launching at him. The track is on some battle and raps and want some static. Cause I don't really think that the fact that I'm Slim matters. I'm black and platinum status is whack if I'm not the baddest.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out and my high turn out, I'ma rip this shit till my bones pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out and my high turn out, I'ma rip this shit till my bones pull out.
Gun producer Taser getting hit today despite reporting electric earnings and revenue. It gets better and better in revenue growth. But it's a domestic business that's concerning some investors. Let's bring in the founder and CEO of Taser, Rick Smith. Rick, always great to see you.
Great to see you.
In the release, you touted the international growth, the several large orders that came in. Analysts are very excited about the international business, but do point out the domestic business was down about 7%. What's going on here in the United States?
Well, we're in the midst of an upgrade cycle where the majority of the Taser devices, about over 300,000 of them in the field, are well beyond their expected five-year life. And so we've been working aggressively to help our customers upgrade to some of our newer platforms. And that's driven, you know, year-over-year growth. It's been pretty great. Almost 20% growth in the weapons, business in general. Now, a lot of that did come from international. But that's a really positive thing. So if you think about it, in the U.S., about one out of every two cops is carrying a Taser. Internationally, it's one out of every 50. So that's where we've really got the room to grow. And we're delighted to see international sales moving up from the $3 to $5 million range to over $10 million this quarter.
Before we leave and talk about international, I do want to ask you about the upgrade cycle here in the U.S. Is it presumed that they will upgrade to a Taser? Or is it possible that they will leave the Taser behind? I mean, still, this device, even however many years into its existence, there's a lot of controversy over this thing.
Shocking footage has emerged of a policeman tasering a naked, unarmed man in a police cell in Wiltshire. PC Lee Birch discharged the Taser without warning after Daniel Dove threw his pants at the officer during a strip search. The 23-year-old had been arrested for being drunk and disorderly outside a nightclub that evening. The CCTV shows PC Birch unclipping the 50,000-volt weapon from his holster within seconds of entering the cell and fires at Dove, who collapses to the ground and curls up in a ball.
And then he pulled his Taser gun out from behind his back, not from his holster. He just pulled it out from behind his back and just shot it off. Then the wires came flying out into my chest. Then from there, I was like under the grip of the electric, shall I say. If I was out somewhere and I had a weapon on me, then fair enough. But I wasn't out, I was in the cell, I was pretty much naked. I had no weapons on me, and that was just over the top for what I'd done to him, I would say.
PC Birch was then charged with assault and misconduct, but found not guilty. He now faces an internal inquiry and investigation by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. Despite a judge ruling that the footage could be released to the media, the Wiltshire Chief Constable objected, and it was later leaked.
Gilman's Hardware is a local business with a very special story. Although small and family-owned, the storefront operation has managed to consistently exploit and debase its workers just as if they were members of a giant multinational corporation.
From the moment I started the store 6 years ago, I wanted to make sure that every employee here at Gilman's felt like they were nothing more than a cog in a giant machine. Just as if they had worked at one of our larger corporate competitors.
Den Blaker said that despite having only 10 employees and a single location, he's managed to implement a number of unique policies to significantly reduce employee morale, including forbidding sales clerks to sit down during lengthy shifts, reducing their number of days with paid time off, and insisting on humiliating pat-downs during lunch breaks to ensure they never felt like trusted or valued employees.
Other small businesses might have given me benefits or, you know, let me take a day off. But everyone here at Gilman's does their best to treat you like you're a totally replaceable tool for generating profit.
Could you mop up the entryway after we close? Thanks.
Gilman's Hardware management confirmed that there was absolutely no possibility of this employee receiving overtime for his additional work.
A new census report reveals the U.S. has over 316 million nobodies. Carlos Santana surprises his wife with a coupon for a free 45-minute guitar solo. And Picasso's Guernica triples in value after being autographed by the 1994 New York Rangers. Definitively proving that candor, forthrightness, and journalistic integrity can still flourish in this barren media landscape. This is The Onion Week in Review. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling told sources this week that as bad as the fallout from his recent racially charged statements had been, he was just glad the tape recorder batteries died before he got to the real shit. Noting that every statement the public heard was a mere prelude to the litany of revolting personal prejudices he later let fly, the 80-year-old expressed relief that ex-girlfriend Vanessa Stiviano had only been able to capture the lead-up to his real, infinitely more vile rant. Sources confirmed the LA-based billionaire went on to say, quote, "If anyone ever hears the honest-to-God things I said after that battery ran out, I think things could actually go very badly for me." An outpouring of complaints prompted Kay Jewelers to issue an immediate recall of 2 million cursed wedding bands this week.
"I can assure our customers that we were not aware our manufacturers were sourcing diamonds tainted by the Darkling Erla in the production of our 2014 line of rings. If your pets begin to die or everything you come into contact with burns at the touch, you should immediately rub your body in wormwood and then sleep on a freshly dug grave for 8 consecutive nights."
And in this week's local news, a takeout bag feels light. In other news, Pope Francis pursues a sinner across the Vatican City rooftops. A mom packs an encouraging note in her own lunch. And the Bill and Melinda Scoggins Foundation pledges $56 for charity.
Ask me a question back in May, and you can repeat that question.
The question we asked you back in May? Can you explain
the video?
You asked me a couple questions, and what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors.
Breaking news here, Rob Ford is going to rehab after a Canadian newspaper obtained another video of the Toronto mayor allegedly smoking some kind of drugs. Here's what the Globe and Mail reports tonight. Quote, "A second video of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking what has been described as crack cocaine by a self-professed drug dealer was secretly filmed in his sister's basement early Saturday morning. The clip, which was viewed by two Globe and Mail reporters, shows Mr. Ford taking a drag from a long copper-colored pipe, exhaling a cloud of smoke, his right arm convulsing. The footage is part of the package of three videos that the dealer said was surreptitiously filmed around 1:15 a.m., in which he says he's now selling for at least six figures. Mr. Ford declined to answer questions from the Globe and Mail less than an hour after they asked the mayor for comment. However, here's the news. His lawyer, Dennis Morris, announced that Mr. Ford is planning to take a break from the mayoral election. Rob Ford was already stripped of most of his mayoral powers in November after he made this admission to the Toronto City Council.
Have you purchased illegal drugs in the last 2 years?
Yes, I have.
High off your own supply. From a P to a G, it's all about money. 10 piece for 10, base pipe comes free. And people out there not hip to the fact. If you see somebody getting money for crack, eat the
dope man, dope man.
Hey man, give me a hit.
Dope man, dope
Yo,
man.
Man, fuck it, eat it.
Dope man, dope man.
We just can't quit.
Dope man, dope man.
Well, suck this.
All right then. Another alleged crack smoking video is not the only damning tape Rob Ford is actually dealing with tonight. The Toronto Sun is reporting that it obtained audio of the mayor at a Toronto bar just this week making apparently sexually graphic remarks about a female politician. Quote here, the recording, covertly taped by a bar patron Monday night, captures the mayor being unruly as he's ordering booze, complaining about his wife Renata, and making lewd comments about mayoral contender Karen Stintz. Let's get right to it by phone with Robin Doolittle, investigative reporter at the Globe and Mail, who's viewed the new videotapes, and she is the author, we should mention, of course, of Crazy Town, the Rob Ford story. Welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm well. It's been a busy day. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with the facts. We believe, you believe that you know these tapes to be authentic. How?
We can't authenticate them. We didn't obtain the videos. We didn't send them to an outside expert or anything. But I, along with my colleague Greg MacArthur here at the Globe and Mail, viewed these. There's three tapes. They vary in length. Some as long as 5 minutes. And in one of them, the mayor is holding a pipe that is consistent with crack use, in which a self-professed drug dealer who was there that night and who shot the video says was contains crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. And he clearly inhales and exhales. And I mean, the length of these videos, the involvement of them, I think it would be, we believe it would be very difficult to doctor that. I mean,
right.
It's a moving
let me
picture,
jump in,
and it's very
just,
lengthy.
Let me jump in so you know and our viewers know, we're showing a screen grab of that video, according to the Globe and Mail. I have to mention MSNBC hasn't independently confirmed it either, although, as you know, the screen grab shows the man who looks like Rob Ford holding some type of smoking utensil. Talk to us about the fact that he's going to rehab, something I believe he said he was disinclined to do on many previous occasions.
Right. So shortly after the Globe contacted the mayor to comment on this recent footage, the mayor announced that he was going to go to rehab. And there's lots of reasons of why he could do that. I won't speculate, but we are in an election, and we are something about 5 months, 6 months away now from the election. And certainly political strategists that I've spoken with involved in this campaign have suggested that he couldn't survive another big scandal like this. Mm-hmm. So some are maybe now quietly saying to me, like, this is a political move. But I have no proof of that, of course. But there's that factor as well.
Is he just totally out of control here?
Well, there's been numerous incidents of the mayor being videotaped acting erratically, appearing impaired, that have surfaced over the last several months. I mean, Rob Ford made international headlines last November after he admitted to smoking crack and the police investigation, and of course, there was heavy interest in the States. But this has not really gone away up here in Toronto. The reason that this story is so important is that the mayor has basically said now, well, I'm drinking still. But he's always continued to say, look, I'm done with the drugs. I can't say what is in that pipe, but he certainly acts erratic. He's gesturing wildly in the photos, and he seems to be smoking what looks like crack cocaine.
That's my life, that's how it's cut. Hey, dope man, shut the fuck up. Gotta make a run, it's a big money deal.
Yeah, and you mentioned the election. I mean, the fact that he's even in the running, these polls are all over the place. But last month, according to the Toronto mayoral poll, he was at 28% with other people in the 30s and 20s. Do you have any sense of a road to re-election for him here, even after he's been stripped of his powers and there's all these videos this week?
Our election is sort of complicated and sort of simple. It's a weird situation. There's a left-wing counselor, or a left-wing politician, Canadian politician, famous politician, maybe the Hillary Clinton of Canada, if that makes sense, named Olivia Chow, and she is the big rival to Ford. And then there's another conservative named John Tory. And the three of them are duking it out. And right now, Rob Ford is running second. Now, will this impact him and kind of push support behind the other conservative candidate who can say, look, I'll do Rob Ford's policies without the distractions? That's the real question. But people might vote for Ford strategically to avoid sort of a left-winger like Olivia Chow getting in. That's what's happening up here right now.
Well, that's an interesting little sketch you gave us. If she's the Hillary Clinton of Canada, I don't know who the Rob Ford of America is.
I don't know if you have one.
That's an open question right now.
Footage you are about to see is real. While disturbing, it documents the way meat is actually consumed in restaurants, homes, vehicles, and street corners. Crammed into tiny bar stools, cramped diner booths, and filthy cars where moving their limbs is either uncomfortable or impossible, hundreds of thousands of consumers rip apart chicken wings or tear off bites of heroes and hamburgers every single day, often to the point of bloating, belching, and outright physical pain. In many cases, barbecue sauce or hamburger juice will literally dribble down these poor beasts' mouths and onto their shirts. Their cheeks and fingers will become smudged with oily condiments, their beards thick with pungent grease. Treated as little more than machines to be stuffed full of smoked pork, marinated chicken, and dry-aged beef, consumers are forced to wait in long lines, often while still fully conscious, before buying their meat and ripping it off the bone with their mouths in plain view of other consumers. This was deemed legal and standard by the food industry. The majority of meat consumers are often prodded to ingest vastly more than their bodies can handle thanks to cruel promotions like 25-cent wing nights and family-sized buckets of chicken.
Yeah, what that? You think you can fuck with something like this?
Yeah, what you mean something like this?
Yeah, that's buff. Can I need do that thing?
Yeah,
suddenly you interested cause we're blowing up overseas.
Money, 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 money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, God, it was these.
We want the best.
I'm a hacker.
When these get pop, block a sucker.
Pucka, pucka. Yippee-ki-yay, marahaha, I'm a big deal. You can see my nigga found in me. Now I'm having so much fun that I can't even go to sea.
Yo, Randy.
What?
Where you at?
Here I am. Spreading homiletics like bam, bam, bam. Air fucking boom, boom. Hit me with the ching-ching. Rock bucket drinking. Dollar eye drinking. This stuff is so chunky. Let's get the funky.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jackie, and social media is everywhere. So I wanted to see how weird do people really get when it comes to their social media. Do you use social media?
Yes, I do.
What do you use?
I use it for sex.
That is very honest.
Instagram, Tumblr.
Well, mostly Facebook.
Do you have Instagram?
Nope.
Nope.
Instagram to me would be some girl showing her boobs in my doorway.
That'd okay.
Be,
well,
be,
it's almost
great, actually.
It's almost like that. It is a
really?
Pic. It's
sign my ass up.
Do you use social media?
A little bit.
Is it? Do you advertise where you're going to be?
No. Just don't do it. It's not smart. No.
Oh, how come?
Too many dangerous people out there with too many weird ideas.
Some might say you are one of those people. Which
I'm a
is
sex addict.
So what is the most efficient for sex?
Facebook, Instagram, and Craigslist.
And Craigslist
is the top. One, everybody go to Craigslist, go to casual contacts or whatever the casual
encounters.
Yeah, that one.
You might argue that by knowing you're on there, I would not go on casual encounters. Now that looks ripped and old. That is ripped and old.
This one is new.
That is definitely not new.
That's a new.
You see the imprint of the now. Are you a Twitter?
No, I don't do Twitter. I don't care what you're eating, so I don't really care to watch.
I care what you're eating, so thanks for leaving me out.
But I don't care what your hamburger looks like.
Not Twitter.
Not Twitter. No.
Just Facebook.
Yeah. How come not Twitter? I've actually heard that a lot today.
I don't really know. If people really want to know, like, I'm eating a hamburger or I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Apparently the I'm eating a hamburger is the example. Do you know what Snapchat is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's basically sexting.
My daughter uses it, yeah.
Does she?
She's probably sexting.
She is. Probably only with her boyfriend, but we'll find out.
Hopefully, although he could save it. He could screen grab it and then
we'll
send it around.
We'll find out when she goes and applies for a job at, like, you know, as president of the United States.
And America would see her boob.
I think America probably has seen her boob, now that I think about it.
You are a very supportive mother. What about Snapchat?
I don't want to erase none of the mom pictures. I want people to save it, you know what I'm saying, and then show your girlfriend.
I can only imagine the joy that you bring to women. Do you want to do Snapchat? You don't know what that is either.
It sounds like a breakfast cereal.
What about Snapchat?
Never even heard about it before now.
You're not into sexting?
No, we're talking about sex face to face, you know. Old-fashioned, you know.
Old-fashioned. Wolf to wolf?
Yeah.
Damn, people are weird about their social media. And who knew that many people don't like looking at hamburgers on Twitter? Or don't like Twitter for that matter. Anyway, it seems like the older you get, the more you like Facebook. The younger you get, the more you like everything else. Remember, subscribe down below, like this video, and comment. What is your favorite social media? Thanks so much, and see you guys next time. Without you on Twitter, what will we do?
Well, you're going to have to go to Craigslist.
I had told Craig and them I was going to go out with them. Gotta go. See you when I see you.
The thing that has made it possible for this show to exist,
The thing that makes it possible for most outside the mainstream anti-corporate foul-mouthed truth tellers to have a platform at all, exist at all, speak out at all. And now that thing is under attack. I'm talking, of course, about magic mushrooms. There aren't enough mushrooms around. No, actually, I'm talking about net neutrality. And a lot of people still don't know what net neutrality is, but that's okay, because soon it'll be gone, and you won't have to know what it is. You know, just like laughing therapy, or that dance to Gangnam Style, or democracy. Net neutrality is basically internet freedom. It says that internet bandwidth is meant to be shared equally between everyone, and providers can't just slow down certain websites and speed up other websites just because one has more money or more power. This is how you end up with so many amazing people sharing ideas online, while our television airwaves are filled with piles of car crash, butt rash, radioactive idiocy produced and presented by the plutocracy, a handful of massive corporations like Viacom, News Corp, and Disney. Well, last week the FCC did away with net neutrality. They decided that it didn't allow corporations, it didn't allow our corporate rulers enough of their freedom to crush all dissent. So the FCC destroyed internet freedom with the stroke of a pen, and no matter how much some of us have been screaming that maintaining net neutrality is fucking crucial, its death hardly seems to have evoked a light murmur. The shockwaves of anger measured on the Richter scale just below a 90-year-old woman farting gently into a pillow. But we need to keep fighting for internet freedom, because this ruling was the first step to allowing corporations high-speed access while giving the little guy internet that's slower than a 90-year-old woman trying to get away from her pillow fart. Who's the little guy, you may be asking? Who are these little guys you speak of? Well, it's Moment of Clarity. It's your blog. It's your self-published book. It's your tiny online web shop selling beer cozies and dildos and dildo cozies designed to keep your dildo warm when you aren't using it. The little guy is Occupy.com and Democracy Now! And PopularResistance.org and so many others. Hell, it's even your favorite porn site. Isn't that something we can all get together on? This decision by the FCC will definitely slow down your porn to a crawl. And crawling porn is f***ing weird, okay? And it's also weird f***ing. So as the battle for internet freedom continues, even though we're losing it right now, there's some important steps we need to take. And the first one is stop calling it net neutrality. It sounds boring. It sounds stupid, all right? It sounds like a new technique for neutering your dog. No one gives a shit about net neutrality. Let's change the name to internet freedom, okay? And anti-net neutrality we'll call slow porn or corporate internet rule or something. If we don't get angry about this right now, we are entering the age of corporate internet rule, all right? And besides bringing an end to our ability to share free thought online, it also means you're going to have to watch your porn like this.
Oh, yeah. That's so hot. Buffering, buffering, buffering. Oh, yeah.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Now, go find the others. .com.
You know, I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I'm really going to miss you guys when the show's over.